sipping on the amber glow, never looking back. From the first piece on our lips to the 40th place, we're raising cheers to the class at the base. Liquid gold in every pore, we're craving just one more. Head down to Adler on Hunter Boulevard, grab a cold one, raise it high, yeah, soul's never hard. Tap that cake, taste the pride, every single pour. Craft beer lovers, come on in, we're begging you for more. Celebration, toast to good times. Adler gals waiting round the corner. Place your order in line. Head down the Adler on Hampton Boulevard. Grab a cold one, raise it high. And yeah, soul's never hard. Tap that cake, taste the pride. Every single pour. Craft beer lovers, come on in. We're begging you for more.
Okay, we're not
open every night.
Why'd you stop the music? I was just getting hot.
It Blink 182 recorded that for us this week, and I was really grateful they were in town, and they're good friends of mine, actually of Peyton. So
wait till you see the music video.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. We're gonna shoot it here.
You're dancing in it.
Yeah. I'm not a background dancer.
No, she's forefront. She's in the front. Yeah. She said
full frontal. Full frontal.
Okay. Oh, I gave you your bell.
Thank you.
So far away.
It was far away. Let me try that again.
That was okay. So what I did was I played around with this. All right. Did you ever see those? I know you don't care for these, Peyton, but you see the Sasquatch and Bigfoot videos?
No, Mike.
No, you never did?
I don't know what you're
talking about.
Oh, my God. You never saw them. All right, I'm going to play them for you later.
No.
Some kind of weird porn.
Oh, my God.
They're offensive,
so
and they're not funny.
It depends.
And no.
Okay, so if anybody knows it, okay.
You'll think it's funny, Dean.
There are some things that are, I would say, offensive. There are some things that are not okay to say, I guess. But, I mean, the one Bigfoot has a sidekick. And his sidekick, I'm going to say it because it's not me. It's this thing.
Go ahead.
His sidekick has Down syndrome. And they call him Downsy. And it is actually kind of funny because the way he portrays it, like Downsy's the one who's...
It's not funny.
The videos are funny.
They're
all right, I'm moving on from that. But
yeah, we'll anyway. Get to your point. What's the point?
The point was, I'm on that same site that does that for, you know, like those videos. And we can do videos and stuff, but we can also do music.
Wait, so you mean Blink-182 didn't really report that song?
No, they have a PFA against me, I've asked, but...
Could have fooled me.
Is that website, is that rubjobs.com?
No, that's rubmaps.
Okay.
Anyway. But anyway, so that was one of the songs. And I played, before you came here, I played like five of them for Peyton. And I think we both agree that was the best one.
Yeah, and there was another one that was kind of catchy. A little long, but kind of catchy.
They're all long, but let me try to play another one.
You could be onto something here. Don't play the whole thing. Ooh, turn it up.
Is this the one?
Ooh.
Each sip a story, every flavor aligns. Hops and barley.
Get it.
So grand. Craft beers that dance like a friend's hand.
I don't know. It sounds country-ish.
They've got it all. The video is going to have Mike like running around in a cornfield.
I like Sound of Music.
Yeah.
It sounds like Adler just turned into a gay bar.
Okay, hold on.
No.
Ooh.
Oh.
All right. So that's a no-no.
I liked that one.
All right, let's try this one. Oh, this is definitely country.
Oh, hell yeah.
Absolutely not.
This is Avril Lavigne.
Absolutely. No, this sounds like Taylor Swift. And I'm out on it.
No, I don't like it either.
Hoppy notes and fruity taste.
Is that what you want to be known for?
No. Hold on, let's see the chorus.
No. There are no adventures here.
She paid and singing this stuff.
This is her. This is her voice.
Cute.
All right, this is the third one.
I believe it was the fourth.
It's the fourth.
Oh, is this the fourth one?
Yeah.
All right, my bad.
Adler. Each sip a
story, every flavor.
This one says, it doesn't say pints, it says pints.
Yeah, pints in hands.
God, no. Oh, stop.
This is very poppy.
Poppy.
Poppy. Like Keith Urban.
No, it's like pretty boy, like a Harry Styles.
Visit Adler. Let your worries unfold.
This is the Jonas Brothers.
Yes.
Jonas Brothers.
I like the chorus.
You're a little light.
That is not like a manly, like, come to Adler.
God.
Okay, hold on.
Adler on Hampton, where the blues are fine, except a story. Every flavor Dean's line, face. Hops and barley. A mix so grand, craft beers that dance. You kind of like it, don't you? Like
not at all.
Oh.
Okay, you don't like this one either? Just shut up and drink your beer, and I'm sure you'll be happy. This one's kind of catchy.
Taste of adventure.
Like in the same way COVID is catchy.
That was a good one, Dean. Ooh, let your worries unfold.
I don't hate that one.
What kind of people are you trying to attract?
I don't hate that one. Okay.
It just doesn't go with our vibe, though. Like, the people will be very confused then when they walk in here.
Okay, here we go.
Do you have anything sung by guys?
This is very...
Ooh, this sounds like Jeopardy.
At Adler. Hampton, they pour the best.
From IPA to stout, they've got it all just Adler. Right.
Adler. Well, that's actually how it's pronounced.
Okay, I'll start saying that then.
No, you can say however you want. Okay, we don't like that.
No, we're done. Stick to the one we picked.
Here's some other ones. Where the night is young. Thanks, Keith Urban.
Pour like secrets from ooh, they pour like secrets.
I feel so calm and relaxed in that home.
That's what I asked for, a calm, relaxing.
Each flavor divine. Ooh, divine.
Here we go. Big time.
Do you have anything by Tiny Tim?
Listen to this one. I actually came back on the air. I actually reached over and touched the button and stopped recording. Thank God I went back on it. It
was, oh,
it's back.
God.
It's back. It's back.
You're done. We're done it's with back. The songs. God. Get on with it. We're done.
He sips a beer and he's trashed.
We're done.
Okay, so we like this one.
Yep.
This is the best one. You like it. I don't reach.
All right.
Okay. Well, that's a good one. I like that one. That's our song.
That's our new song, right?
That's our theme song. Yeah. We'll play that as soon as people come in the door from now on.
It could be the only song that we play here just on repeat.
We'll put on the jukebox.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There you go.
That's how you do it.
It costs like 13 cents every time we play it.
Yeah. Well, got to make some money somehow.
He's not wrong. Wait till you see the music video.
Full frontal.
Full frontal.
Who's this? Who's going to be in this? Full frontal?
Not me. Don't look at me.
Me.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm a tramp.
Anyways.
You hooker.
Toss me a dollar.
So you're going to tell them about the game that we're going to play today?
Yeah. Yeah, but I want to talk about the Phillies, too. I want to talk about the Eagles and Phillies, because we had a problem last week. Dean and I recorded an episode because Peyton wasn't here, so
probably
we recorded.
The best episode ever.
And I called in.
And she did. She called in because it was her birthday. So we got a lot to go over. We have a lot to go over.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah.
So let's start there. Can we start there, please, about your birthday?
Sure, yes.
Okay, you had a birthday here, and we had a ton of people come out for your birthday.
Yeah.
39 years old.
No. 29. And Dean, the picture that you made, first of all, I didn't realize was me.
It was great. The old lady.
The old lady. I didn't realize
it was me. I put it on a coaster.
And Mike said, it's you. And I thought it was my grandma. Mm-hmm. And then we looked at them side by side, and that's what I'm going to look like when I'm older. And I
told you that before.
Yeah.
I said, you are a spitting image of a young Mimi.
Yes. Well, I hope I look like a young Mimi because she's 89, so.
Yeah. She had fun. She was here that night.
She was here.
She had fun. She
broke
shit.
She was living her best life.
She broke shit.
She was living. Yep. My family stayed in the back in the chit-chat room.
Yeah.
And then all my friends were here.
Yeah.
Crystal came back to work.
Yeah. Crystal was here hanging out with us. It was a good time.
It was packed.
It was very busy, and you couldn't relax.
I was a little uptight. Christine, a little uptight.
That's unlike you.
That is unlike me, I know.
But then after a while, she's like, everyone else is feeling pretty good and I have to catch up. So what did she do? She went right for the 10% stout.
Mike said, no, don't take the 10%. I said, okay. So naturally I took the 10%. Mm. But then I kept just getting a new one because I would put it down. And then so Mike would just follow me around.
I would just grab them because I knew she wasn't going to finish any. She didn't finish any drink. She just left them around.
Because I was busy socializing, and then I just kept getting a new one after a new one.
And I watched the...
And it was like a trail that would follow me of deep and dark.
I actually watched her go from busy and sober to relaxed and then determined to join everybody else with their... the state they were in, and she got there eventually. And she is kind of funny when she's drinking. Like, she's funny.
Wow.
She can go either way.
We should see that more.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't my best performance, but it wasn't my worst performance.
No. I've seen, Christmas party.
Yeah, that was my worst. But no, I was pretty good. Mm-mm, I did get a little sassy at the end of the night. Mm-hmm. But.
Not to me. She won't get sassy with me.
No, it was to somebody else, and I was like, I will ruin your life.
She was.
Don't.
I didn't know we were going to talk about. I didn't know we were going to talk about this. But
well, that was all I said. That's we can just keep it at that.
Was,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. She was. Getting she's funny when she gets drinking. She gets determined. She looks her body goes forward. The top half goes forward, and she's walking and she's very determined wherever she's going, and she doesn't.
I was
smile.
On a mission.
She was on a mission. She looks like she's on a mission, and she's straightforward. I'm going for that dot on the wall, and I'm not changing my concentration. That's where I'm going, and that's what she's like.
Well, whatever.
But anyway, so your family had a nice time. It was great to have your whole entire family here. Well, I think your brothers weren't here, but
most of
your family was here, and it was good to see. We finally got the...
Mimi's now a bar fan. She loves the bar.
She loves it, and she had a good time that night.
Yeah.
I apologize. We had tried to get the Phillies game on for her, but for some reason, the one in the back wasn't working.
Now, don't you worry. I got it on for her.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank God you were here.
Yeah.
Thank God, because she was not going to let... any of us alone until that Phillies game was on.
No, but it was a good night. We had a really, really good, good
so
night.
So shout out to Adler Brewing for a birthday party.
No,
and Mike had it decorated. There was balloons.
Mm-hmm.
Streamers. 70
goddamn balloons. I blew up 70 balloons that morning. I couldn't breathe. There were so many balloons. There were some that were lit up and everything, and I had them put all around, and it was good. Thank God I didn't have no emphysema, so I was good to go.
Yeah.
But it was good. She was
so happy. I highly recommend throwing your birthday party here. Throwing it for yourself like I did.
Yeah. It wasn't a surprise because you walked in before everybody else.
Yep. Yep. That is true. That is true. Surprise. I'm here.
And I found on Amazon Prime, I found a song called Happy Birthday Peyton, and I was going to play it, but I didn't play it.
Yeah. No. The night got ahead of us.
Yeah, it was busy.
Maybe we can try again next year for my 30th.
No, we're going to have a party every week. It's your birthday, like once a month, at least. Because okay. If we were that busy, once a month.
I'm not complaining.
Well, teens, when's your birthday?
February.
Okay, guess what? Party time.
Party time.
February. February what?
24.
February 24th.
Aww, you're like a Valentine's Day.
Are you
Day
sure?
Baby.
I am. I'm like a Valentine present to everybody.
Yeah, that's what I think of when I think of you.
Are you sure it's not October 1st?
That's my other one. That's okay. Good. Yeah.
Yep. All right, come celebrate October 1st here at Adler Dean's bar party.
His what?
His party.
Party.
Don't make fun of my stuttering. Oh, okay. I have a
issue. You have a what?
I have an issue.
Okay.
I have a disability.
Did you see those eagles?
Yeah. Did you like... Okay, so can we go back since somebody erased the first one? Can we go back to the game one?
Yes.
Did you like that game?
I like that we beat Dallas.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Here's my problem with the Eagles. They don't play their starters all preseason.
Correct.
And it always seems like the first two games of the year, they look like they haven't played together.
Right.
I'm expecting big things this weekend.
So, the game, first game, did Dallas look like, how did Dak look in your mind?
I think Dak's a middle of the road NFL quarterback.
I actually think he looked pretty good but I think the how bad the Eagles were playing. I didn't think they were great because they'll get better as the year goes on. But
it makes you look better when the other team loses their rusher.
Yeah. But I was happy with game one.
Yeah.
And game two, this past weekend against the Chiefs. I believe you called they were going to win this game.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be easier, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you should have brought your list.
Yeah, he did say last week he thought they were going to win. I wasn't sure, honest to God. I was not sure what was going to happen. I can go either way on it. So,
you know, in the end, you went into the team that was in the Super Bowl against you, and you went into their house, and you beat them.
Yeah.
That's okay. We'll walk away. Everybody wanted it to be more convincing.
Well, yeah. So the Eagles themselves, when they went in there, they actually gave Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid their first three losses in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And we were part of them, two of those games. So this weekend's a big game coming
up. I'll be there. Whoop, whoop.
And I did get invited to go. Not with Peyton and her family or husband or whatever. I didn't get invited by them. I got invited by my old crew. To go to the game. So I'm not sure yet if I'm going to go or not.
I heard it was more of like a pity invite.
Yeah. I think they just, it was either me or just eat the ticket. So
yeah.
I think they're going to, they invited me to come.
Surprised they didn't eat it.
Yeah. I'm surprised too. But they did ask me to go. And so I might go. I'm not really sure yet. I mean.
We could wear like matching tank tops.
Or just, I'll probably wear my Last Row Gang jersey.
Oh. You don't want to wear coordinating outfits.
I don't know. Where are you sitting? You don't know?
I have no idea.
See, no clue.
Not one clue, actually.
No. Mm-mm. You just go.
I just show up.
Somebody's, yep. Where am I going? Where am I sitting? I don't know.
She just brings the party.
I just bring the party.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I just need to know what time I'm leaving my house. I'm not driving, so I mean.
Well, you're good to go then.
I'm good to go.
You should probably be drinking all the way down.
No, that's a long day for me. I school the next day.
I probably won't drink, but I'll probably.
They'll probably cancel. Don't worry.
Me?
No, they'll probably just cancel school.
Oh, yeah. Just for you. Yeah.
I thought
it's Peyton Day.
No, we get to go camping.
Oh, yeah. You were.
I won't be here next week for the podcast, folks. I'll be camping.
Maybe we should do it live from Peyton's camp.
From camp.
From camp.
From school camp.
We should get a guest.
Camp for next
Cotton
week?
Nerd Wiser.
We get a guest.
Campy Crystal. She'll be camping, too.
No, we'll just have somebody fill your seat for you for...
We'll bring in a guest bell ringer.
Who?
I don't know.
But can they do it? Do you like got some that? Ideas?
No.
They can't.
No.
No.
We'll talk about it.
All right, we'll talk about it. Maybe we should do that. Maybe we should get a guest.
Whatever. The person's not going to be as good as me, so whatever.
Okay. All right, moving on.
They have to be quick.
Oh, speaking of, how about them Minnesota Vikings last night, huh?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, they didn't look that good to me.
Another quarterback's hurt, too.
Yeah. So guess who's going to start on Sunday?
I forget.
Carson Wentz.
Oh, God.
Carson Wentz. He's the first quarterback to start a game for six teams. Yeah, he's going to play. And then the Cowboys signed Jadeveon Clowney, who I can't stand. Speaking of Carson Wentz, he's the one who knocked Carson out a few years back.
So J.J. McCarthy missed his whole rookie season because he got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And then he comes back and he plays two games.
Two games. Well, not even two games.
He's hurt.
Yeah. Hmm. It is what it is, right? What are you going to do? I don't think he's that. Whatever. He's a rookie. Well, he played last year, but who knows? I'm not a big fan. Oh. So, I stayed up last night. I did.
You did?
I stayed up till 2 o'clock in the morning, and I watched the Phillies in L.A. clinch first place, and I watched the celebration. And it was pretty good. Pretty good celebration.
Was it worth staying up until 2 a.m.?
Yeah, because I really enjoy that. I love watching. I'm a big baseball fan, so I love watching them clinch. Or as my daughter said, Dad, it's called clutch. And I said, no, it's clinch, babe. It's clutch. She's so cute. It's clutch. I said, no, it's clinch. Anyway, so yeah, so they clinched. And I thought it was a great game. I mean, there was a lot of back and forth. And last week, the podcast I erased accidentally, which I believe it's my fault.
Best one ever.
that I did apologize because I said the Mets were going to win the division, and I'm glad that I was wrong.
Well, see, nobody would have even known.
No, no, but I was happy that I was wrong. For the first time, I was wrong.
Hmm. Really?
It happens every once in a while.
Don't make it happen.
I thought I was wrong once, but I was incorrect. But yeah, I'm glad. And the Mets look like total dog shit. Total dog shit. I love it. They are absolutely horrible. They won one game in the last 12 games, I think it is. So, and I don't even think they're in the wild card race right now. Not at all.
Not at all.
You don't like the Mets either, do you?
Nope.
So, okay. So we actually accomplished a lot. Music.
My birthday.
Your birthday. Eagles. Apologies. Apologies. I apologize.
Eagles.
The Eagles, yeah.
Baseball.
Football. They were saying that the Packers are the best team. I get out of here.
They look pretty good.
They look good, but
they look pretty good.
I don't think they're the best team.
Yeah, it's too early.
It's way too early. You can't say it.
Claim that crown.
Right now, Philadelphia is the number one team because they deserve it because of the Super Bowl last year. Do you think they win the Super Bowl this year? A lot of people are still picking them.
The Eagles?
Yep.
I don't see why not.
Yeah, they're still picking them to win.
No, I think they're going to get so much better.
I agree.
Speaking of, Dean, check out the Eagles Super Bowl bottle of champagne.
Oh, yeah. Someone brought in a bottle of champagne.
Excuse me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Peyton. I was the somebody.
Peyton brought them.
Did you see what's in front of the bottle?
Oh, yeah. You got another little toy.
What?
I brought you
This what? Was your birthday gift.
What? Is this from you?
It's from, yeah.
What?
It's a chicken. And you squeeze it, and it lays an egg.
Oh, my God. Wait, I kind of love this.
You could take it home with you, because it's really...
Oh, my God.
Anyway, it's a chicken. It's like a... Yeah.
No, we have to keep it here, so when I'm stressed at you...
It's just like a stress ball.
Yeah, when I'm stressed and mad at you.
And then when you squeeze it, an egg comes out.
Oh, I didn't even see the egg inside the egg.
Yeah. A yolk.
Thanks, Dean. That was my favorite birthday gift.
Woo-hoo. Well, happy birthday. Yeah.
So look how cool that is. So we can pop it when they win again.
The chicken? Ooh. Oh, my God. Why do you want to?
No, Jesus Christ.
You just gave me the chicken. You want to pop it.
Platinum bottle of champagne that says World Champions.
Yeah, I loved it. Thank you.
I got one for myself, too, so don't feel so special.
Well, you have to bring it when they win.
Oh, good idea.
Because we do have a private party here. If we're here, we did get invited to go if they come.
Oh, true.
Go back to the Super Bowl.
True. Somebody did invite
Coming
us.
Going down to Adler's for the Super Bowl.
I don't know.
Hampton Boulevard.
It was pretty good. That was, honestly, it was pretty good. So I also talked about last week what I was brewing back here. The black IPA, the Frumpy Nun, is finally done. We're about a week and a half away from that one. And the Blood Orange Hefeweizen, which is called Bavarian Blood Orange. That's
I like that one.
Yeah, that's a good one. You tried that today.
And I tried that.
You liked it the way it was, so I'm not going to change it.
Yep, I like that one. We also have shirts coming in.
Shirts are coming in, yeah.
And sweatshirts.
No, not sweatshirts.
Just kidding.
No.
I was just kidding. We already have sweatshirts anyways.
Hats.
Shirts.
Frumpy Nun shirts. Frumpy Nun color shirts.
Oh.
With the stained glass in the behind it, which is kind of cool.
And we have a lot of new changes here. New TVs, new decor.
Yeah, the decor. We're putting up decor. We're going to actually come up with a room over there. It's going to be called the cave.
Yep. We have a popcorn machine.
That? Wait, hold on. I just realized something. So when I was younger, and this will lead us into our game. When I was younger, When I was younger, that there used to be a male strip club where the male dancers would go, and it was called
The Cave.
The Cave. Yeah, I remember that.
So we have a male.
So I don't know if I'm gonna call it The Cave now.
Kind of
disturbed that. Come on down to Adler.
Just call it The Man Cave.
The Man Cave. Yeah, so we can call it The Man Cave.
What was your relationship with The Cave?
Nothing. It was on Delaware Avenue, so you would pass it. You would pass it on your way to Egypt, Club Egypt. I don't know. You guys are not from here, but did you ever? This is stuff back when I was growing up. I guess I was
around here.
No, this is Philly. This is
we had Second Story here.
Second Story. What's that?
Second Story nightclub.
Isn't that where kids go to listen to music? Not music. Listen to people read.
There weren't any kids going in there?
Oh
no, that's a new story. Isn't it?
Yeah, it is. So we had Club Egypt. We had Maui.
The club.
These were the clubs. Yeah, Rock Lobster was down there. I mean, this is back when we were getting in the 80s.
Yeah, so it was a long time ago. 80s and 90s.
It was a long time ago. Speaking of the 80s and 90s, we're going to play a little game today. Mm. This was on the agenda. We're going to play a little game with Peyton. And we're going to ask her questions. If she knows things or if certain things we're going to mention to her or what's the definition of this. And this is all things that from the 80s.
Oh, yeah. And we all know I'm really good at games.
Well, it could be 80s and 90s. For instance, I did go over one with you the other day, Rolodex.
Yes. And I know what it is because we also have one.
Right. But they don't really use them much anymore.
No. We're probably the only place in town.
Yeah. So they don't have Rolodexes.
It's where you keep your cards, your business cards.
Yeah. That's where we put them. Like Dewey Decimal System. You know what that is?
Yes.
All right.
She has to.
She's a teacher. All right.
Go ahead, Dean. Start us off.
You got one for her?
Well, I just thought today was a fitting day because we lost an icon from the 80s.
I know. My God. Robert Redford. Love Robert Redford.
Boy, you just ruined that, didn't you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you wanted to talk about it.
But anyway, do you know who Robert Redford was?
No, I do not. I don't even have one clue. But you know what? I'm going to look him up now.
So, what's your favorite Robert Redford movie?
I don't know. I was actually looking.
It's got to be The Natural.
I'm not a movie guy.
Roy Hobbs, The Natural. It was a great movie.
He just seemed like he was in everything.
She's looking it up right now. I see her going over there.
Yeah, I am looking it up.
Roy Hobbs. Sorry about that. Sorry to ruin.
He used to be like a little looker kind of back in
his
day.
He was.
Do you know who he was married to?
No, but I can tell you in a second.
Jane Fonda.
Oh.
But that's not what it says on here.
What does it say?
Lola Van Wagenen.
It's because when you have enough money, you can have a couple.
At once?
Yeah. He was in Butch Cassidy.
Money, yeah. Oh, yeah. Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. That was with
Out of Africa.
Newman. Paul Newman.
The Sting.
Yeah, that was a 1920s movie.
The Sting? It was 1970s?
Yeah, no, but it was about the 1920s, I'm pretty
sure. The Horse Whisperer.
I don't know that one.
The Way We Were.
Oh, yeah.
Indecent Proposal.
Yeah, he was the guy who offered Demi Moore $1 million to sleep with him. And then Woody Harrelson was pissed off at it. Remember? All right, go ahead.
I remember.
Yeah, you don't remember. So Do you know who Woody Harrelson is? No, you don't tap on it on your phone.
Okay, so when you said that, I was going to say no, but then his name, his picture came up, and yeah, I know exactly who that is.
Okay.
Do you know who Richard Simmons was?
Yes. I do. He was the guy. Oh, my God. He would do the workout videos.
Yes.
Yes, and you know how I know that? Because Mimi had all of the workout tapes on VHS, and we used to plug them in the TV, and we would do the little workout videos. He'd wear the headband and the leotards.
You know, oh, yeah.
What's great about him was he was the least fit fitness person you've ever seen.
I know,
he's
right?
Not alive, is he?
He just died.
He died. Just died.
Yeah, not too long ago.
Okay. Yeah. No, see, I knew who he was. Shout out to Mimi. Shout out. The reason why I know.
Shout out to Mimi.
Mimi. Woo.
She kept us fit.
Okay. Do you know what a Betamax is?
It is a Betamax. It has to do with like money.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like when you go to the ATM.
Mm-hmm. You done?
Right? Yeah.
Okay. No.
No.
Oh.
Betamax, without me reading it, actually is the...
Oh, so do you even know what it is?
Of course I didn't. Because everybody, when we were cool, never had... The cool people didn't have Betamax. The cool people had VCRs. Betamax was the smaller cassette tape, like a VCR.
Oh.
It was like the smaller one. That's what that was.
Okay.
But I liked yours. Yours is pretty good.
Thank you. Because it sounded like kind of legit.
Yeah, but I liked your response.
Thank you.
I've got one I think she might know.
Okay.
A VCR.
Have you ever had a mood ring?
Yes. Oh, my God, yeah.
Okay.
It's because we actually just went to the beach, and my mom, we were in this, like, hippie shop. I used to have mood rings, but they had one there. My mom, you know, God love Robin, she's like, we should get matching mood rings so then we know what kind of mood we're in. I'm like, no, Mom. Pretty sure it's a scam.
Okay. You didn't grow up with Saturday morning cartoons. We did.
Some of them, like Tom and Jerry.
Yeah, but we were like, it was like 6 a.m. till like 1 p.m. Oh, yeah. All day, all morning.
Big deal.
No, cartoons were just always on Cartoon Network.
Have you ever made a phone call on a payphone?
Yes.
You did? You put a quarter in?
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah, in the city.
Were you old enough to live in a house that had a phone with a cord?
Yes. Mimi still has one. It hangs on our wall.
You're kidding.
Cord. Yep. Yep. I even
but
am old
work?
Enough. Oh, yeah, yeah. She's a landline still. She has. We upgraded her to one like we have here at Adler. Like that phone back there.
Yeah.
We upgraded her. She has two of those. And then she has. Those are the wireless ones. And then she still has the one in the kitchen that hangs on the wall. But we had landlines with the cord and cordless. And I know how to use the.
The rotary phone.
The rotary phone. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. And then if you mess up, you got to start over again. Son of a, and you got to hit that little button on the little nip on top. God damn it. Hit that button on top. Mike, start again.
Do you remember being on the house phone talking to somebody?
No.
Somebody would pick up another phone in the house.
Yeah.
And they would be in your conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because you could hear each other.
Yeah.
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 See, I'm not that young. I had the same issues.
You're 39. I mean.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Do you know what a Commodore 64 is?
Commodore? Like a Comet? It's a like a car. It's a car. It's like an old Corvette.
I did say that right?
Mm-hmm.
Commodore.
Commodore.
Commodore. 64. Yeah, it's like a Corvette. It's red.
Mm-hmm.
And it's what you guys used to drive around in.
Oh. Well, I had a Trans Am when I was younger. An 84 Trans Am red with camel interior. That was called a Commodore 64. So, yeah, you are wrong. So that's pretty good, though. I like your guess.
Thanks.
It was actually a computer. It's one of the first computers. Commodore 64. That was one of the most popular ones when it first came out.
Stupid.
Yeah.
I had a desktop. We had a...
You wanted to do this one?
Who was...
No, I was giving that to Dean to fill his up.
Do you know who was the original Material Girl?
Is there a new one?
No.
So I'm going to have to be honest.
Okay. Please.
The Material Girl. I don't even know who the Material Girl is.
Material.
Maybe I should play it?
No.
Okay, good.
No.
That was one of Madonna's biggest hits.
Oh. Did somebody remake it? Is that why you said that?
No, but...
That's what I was wondering.
Can I try this?
I don't know why I said that.
Yeah, pop it. Do you know what a speaking spell?
A speaking spell?
Yeah, do you know what that is?
Yes. It's when I talk into something,
mm-hmm.
and then you can hear it on the other side. Like, I hold it up, and like how you would have the cans, and like I would talk into it, and then...
No. I'm loving your answers. No. No.
That kind of makes sense, though. Speaking spell.
No. Texas Instruments. You know what that is?
Yeah. Calculator?
Yeah. Just like a calculator. Yeah. But see, this I'm going to show a picture here of it. That's a speaking spell.
No. I have no idea what that is.
So I think, if I remember right, you actually, it says the word, then you have to type it in.
What is it called? My grandma has one. Instead of using a calculator. I only know these answers because my grandma, she still uses it. Oh my God, what is it called? It's not a calculator, but it has the paper that prints out with it. She adds
calculator?
On it.
Calculator?
She adds on
it.
But
yeah,
the paper comes out on it.
Yeah, it's like a calculator.
It's a calculator.
Yeah.
No, there has to be a name. It's really old. The old people used to use it. Now I'm looking it up.
Okay, I got one more. How about, do you know what a Tamagotchi is?
Yeah. I used to have one. You'd have to take care of them.
Oh, there you go.
Wow.
Yeah. I had one.
You had a Tamagotchi?
Yeah. Not an hibiscus.
Okay. I got one more. One more. And I'll turn it over to you. Do you know what a trapper keeper is?
Sorry, could you repeat that?
A trapper keeper?
Yes, it is when you have a rodent in your house and you have to try to get the trapper keeper to get the, the rodent.
I love her answers.
I thought she would get this.
Yeah, me too. Everybody's listening who's like almost as old as us or as old as us.
No.
What's a trapper keeper is all that is what we grew up with. It's a folder for school. It's like a binder with three rings in it.
Yeah.
And it closes and it has a little... Velcro top to it so nothing can fall out.
And
that's called the trapper keeper.
Okay. See, this is what she has. What are those called?
It's a calculator. That's all it is. It's a calculator.
I thought it had a name.
What does it say on top?
Calculator.
EL180IB.
Well, that's just the model number.
Printing calculator fluorescent display.
Yeah. A printing calculator.
I mean, who uses that? Nobody in 2025. Okay? Nobody.
I'm loving this. This is actually a fun game.
I had the desktop. I had AOL. You had to use the dial-up.
Oh, you had dial-up?
Yep.
Oh, my God. I never thought you would have dial-up.
I'm pretty sure.
Do you know who Ferris Bueller is?
Yes, Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
There you go.
It's pretty good.
I know.
That's really good. Actually.
Yes, I had dial-up. We had the chats. On
the
like
chats?
Like AIM. You have the chat rooms.
Oh, yeah. I only know because
my name was Princess P.
No kidding.
I know. Princess P 529. And my parents used to monitor, like little creepers, what I was doing on there. They would read my little chats.
Do you know what a little professor is?
A little professor?
Mm-hmm.
Is it like a Cabbage Patch doll?
No, but I won't ask that question now. So Little Professor was actually a calculator by Texas Instruments.
Let me see.
It's like calculators for young
kids.
Ew. All right.
You guys actually used those.
When we were younger, yeah.
You remember what that was?
Oh, my God, yeah. Yeah.
I used to have a chalkboard.
A chalkboard? An actual chalkboard?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a trapper keeper right here. That's a trapper keeper.
No, I've never seen that. I don't even think they have those anymore.
Well, probably. You can buy them at Staples for $24.99. So shout out to Staples for keeping things alive from the 80s.
I'm trying to think what else.
Dean, you got any?
No, no. I didn't want to ask her just like a whole bunch of old people's.
Old people stuff. Are you impressed at what I did know?
You did.
Yeah.
Thank you. I actually did do better than I thought I would. I know what a record player is. You know what's weird? Kids at school, like if you say like how we go like this with like our thumb and our pinky, like you're going to call somebody. They don't do this. Like this motion to call somebody. They do like...
Yeah, that's because they use the cell phone now.
The iPhone. Like how I'm like, oh, I'll call your mom.
Yeah.
They just like go like, oh, I'll call you.
Do you know what a carbon copy is?
I think I do. Isn't that when you have the pink paper, the yellow paper, and the white paper all together and you write it on with your pen on the white paper and then you rip it off and then there's a copy for somebody else and somebody else?
They used to have...
Right? Am I right?
You're pretty much correct there, yeah.
We use them at school.
And then you have a carbon, there's a copy in between. It's like an ink copy, basically. That's what puts it on the paper behind it. And I remember working at a gas station, and they're like, I would like the, because you have to take it and put the credit card in this little machine, and then you have to go like that, and it runs this roller over top of the credit card, and the credit card makes an imprint on this paper. And behind it, the carbon copy puts it on the one behind it. Well, all the older people were like, I would like the carbon copy, please. And they would take it from you, and they would rip it up in front of you just so nobody else could get their
information.
Yeah.
No, but I know at school when I give somebody a detention, I write it on a carbon copy because it's like I write it on the white paper, and then I rip it off, and then it transfers already over onto the pink paper and the yellow paper. So is that a carbon copy? I'm writing it once?
Yeah, sure.
I guess it is. But I'm talking
it
about
has to be because
I'm talking
it,
about the copy with that has the... The old days thing where they
with the credit card?
With the credit card thing, yeah. Let's see, I got a couple more. I actually did look some up.
Beanie Babies. Oh, and the what were the bears?
Yeah, I was looking at them.
Oh, the one with the rainbows on the front of them.
Yeah.
Care Bears.
Care Bears.
Yeah, no, and the other ones that you would collect. They had the heart tag. They were in your day.
Care Bears.
Now I have to look it up.
Okay. How about a Walkman?
I know what it is.
What is it?
It's what you listen to music on.
How about a jelly? Do you know what jellies are?
Jellies are... Oh, I was thinking of Beanie Babies, but I already said that. Jellies are the shoes that you would wear.
Oh, Jesus. Look at you go.
Was that right?
Yeah. Jellies are the shoes you wear.
I used to own them.
Wow. Look at you go.
See, because now you're saying some things from the 90s.
Yeah. That's pretty good. Oh, was that 90s?
Did you ever... Are you old enough to have lived when they had... When girls all had, like, big hair and they...
No.
Poof it up?
No.
That was fun.
We did the Snooki poof in the early 2000s, but that wasn't, like, the real big hair.
What does the term yuppie mean?
If somebody is real yuppie, it means they're like they're like snobby, like they think they're like rich or better than you.
You're actually pretty close to that.
Young and uppity.
Yeah, those young urban professionals, yuppies, were all the rage back in the 80s. Then they took that newfound wealth that never really trickled down. Blah, 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 blah. But yeah, you're right. How about the term as if?
As if is from the movie Clueless.
Yeah.
That was my favorite movie.
How about the term tripping?
I mean, I feel like people still say that.
They do.
Like you're tripping.
How about to the max?
To the max.
It actually is what it sounds.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say. I'm just going to guess it's...
How about grody?
Gross.
How about gnarly?
Cool.
Yeah.
See, I'm not just a hat rack.
Headbanger?
Headbanger is like
nobody could see it, but you're banging your head. You're moving your head around.
Yeah, like, oh, that's a headbanger. That's like a good... Mm-hmm. Right? That's a good. What am I? You know what I mean? That's a good song.
How about Chill Pill?
Take a Chill Pill.
You already know that one.
Yeah. I think I said Chill Pill today about 976 times.
Which generation was called the latch key generation?
Latch key. I don't even know what latch key means.
Basically, it's unsupervised.
The baby boomers, the when they were.
I don't know about them, but I know my generation was, because we would come home and nobody would be home.
That was your generation key. Was the what? Was the
latch key generation.
What does that even mean?
It means we got home, nobody was there, we were unsupervised.
Well, where was everybody else?
Empty house, they were working.
That's
kind of
cool.
That's back when we were allowed to.
Yeah. How about what's making a mixtape?
Making a mixtape is when you would like burn a CD.
I mean, they're close, but you're showing the you're showing the actual.
But they would put it on a tape.
A cassette tape.
Yeah. So it would be like the same thing, right?
What if your cassette tape?
It would be like burning a CD, but on a cassette tape, right? Like it's a mix of songs.
So you
on
would
the cassette,
wait.
On the cassette tape.
Yeah, you'd be listening to the radio, and then you would have record and play pressed down already with pause. So when the song came on you wanted, and you'd have to sit there for like ever just trying to figure out the song you wanted. But if you sat there, song came on, you hit the pause button, and all of a sudden it starts recording. And then when it's done, you hit pause again, and then another song comes on. You're like, take the pause off and record that. You can make your own mixtape.
Oh, while you were driving?
No. We had boom boxes at home.
Oh, that's
and
right.
And a boom
yes.
box, that's
okay.
what we would do.
Yes, yeah. Boom box.
A boom box.
I do know what a boom box is.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch any of Live Aid?
Live Aid. Nope.
That was the best.
That was awesome.
That was the best. Yeah. I think we talked about Live Aid.
Live Aid
is fantastic.
I got nothing.
Yeah. Live Aid was a concert that they did to raise money for people that...
Had AIDS?
No.
Oh.
There was a famine in Ethiopia. And they're raising money to give them food.
Oh, yeah. I was a little off.
But
you were.
Had basically everybody who was anybody in music played at one of many locations.
Yeah.
And they kept.
Well, the two main locations, I think there were some smaller ones here and there.
Yeah.
But I think the two main locations were.
Where, do you know where?
Of course I know. It's Philadelphia, JFK. And the other one was in London, and that was, God.
Okay,
I was there.
Right.
I wasn't. Yeah. So Phil Collins.
Wembley.
Wembley Stadium. The original Wembley. So Phil Collins opened up the show in London and then flew on the Concorde to Philly and played with Led Zeppelin because Led Zeppelin got together.
Did you know that Queen was there?
Queen.
And David Bowie.
Do you know who the lead singer of Queen was?
Yeah.
Who? It's my middle name.
Frederick.
Well.
Freddie. Bowen.
Freddie. It's a metal. It's a liquid metal.
Freddie Silver. Freddie Gold.
Nope.
Freddie Goldberg.
HG is its symbol.
Freddie Mercury.
Mercury.
Wait, did you say that again? Freddie what?
Mercury.
Mercury?
Mercury. Is that who it is?
Yeah, Freddie Mercury.
I have no idea who that is.
Oh, Queen. So Queen. So what happened with that was Queen. It just wasn't going well in Wembley.
No.
It was not going well, and they were not making the money. And Freddie Mercury rejoined Queen. They broke up. He was going on his own. He rejoined Queen to do this performance, and it's probably the best live performance of any show. Mm-hmm. Was when they did that. They played like Radio Gaga. They played Another One Bites the Dust, and it was such a great show.
What was their movie?
The one with Queen?
Yeah.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh yeah.
That was really good.
Oh, my God. You never saw a movie theater where everybody was singing.
Yeah. I thought he was going to win for that, and I think he did win for that, didn't he?
I think he did, yeah.
Yeah. But that was such a good movie. But, yeah, so that's why. And then all of a sudden the money started pouring in. And, I mean, they were doing things. If everybody gets a chance to go back and go on YouTube and Google it, you go on YouTube, type it in, and then you'll see, you'll be able to watch the video. And it's so good. I mean, in unison, they have this way, things they do by clapping their hands, and they do it all together. It's really, really cool. But that was probably great. And Led Zeppelin, my favorite band of all time, absolutely was horrible in Philadelphia. So I don't know. I guess
I was old enough to remember it, but not to know the significance of it.
Yeah, I mean, we still talk about it today.
Who's older, Mike or Dean?
Well, do you know the answer to that?
Well, I think I do. I'm pretty sure you're older.
Wow, that's...
Yeah, pretty sure. You're right.
No? Am I wrong?
Yeah, you're 100% wrong.
No, because I thought we talked about it.
Don't look at him. He's wrong.
I seem younger because I'm very immature.
No, but you just turned 51.
Yeah, that's it.
No, I'm younger than two.
Okay, well, I apologize.
No, yeah,
but I thought I distinctly remembered this conversation. No. Okay.
No.
I saw The Sound of Music. I feel like that's an old movie.
Crickets.
Okay.
Crickets. I don't want to sit there and watch the Van. What are the name of the Van? What? Van Clampets or something?
I just know the song that they sing. And Mary Poppins. Mary Poppins is my all-time favorite movie ever.
The original Disney one?
Yeah. I love Mary Poppins. I think I've watched it 1,000 times.
Really?
A spoonful of sugar. I love that movie.
Can you do it again,
no,
please?
No, I can't. It was a one-time thing.
A spoonful of sugar. Mm-mm.
It sounded better when you did it.
No, sounds much better when you did it. Because I didn't expect you to do it.
It just came out because I love Mary Poppins.
Do you remember Live Aid at all? You really should watch Live Aid. Okay. You really should.
I'll get right on that.
Okay.
I'll add that to my list.
So my wife and I actually stayed at the resort that was owned by the Von Trapp.
Von Trapp, yeah.
Family.
From The Sound of Music?
From The Sound of Music.
Von Clampets.
They have a place where you can go stay.
What?
It's a resort in Stowe, Vermont.
I thought it was England.
No, it's in Stowe, Vermont.
So when she was dancing, I thought she was dancing in Germany.
I think in the movie, it's the Von Trapp family. I don't know if it has anything to do with
Vermont that. Van, what is it? Van Trapp?
Van Clampett?
Von Trapp.
That's pretty cool. I might have to add that to my bucket list.
But they have it's like an old stone building. But it was cool, though, because it has all the, like, food you would expect they have there.
Uh-huh.
They have, like breakfast there was fantastic.
Why is she making that face? What are you looking up?
I don't know. The bedrooms are looking like a little...
It's not a fancy place. It's an old place.
Do they have power?
Yeah, I think I'm taking it off my bucket list.
You're not going to the
It doesn't seem like my vibe.
I mean, that's not bad.
No, it's not bad. It looks very clean and very nice. But if I'm paying to go to Vermont and go on a trip, I mean...
Well, I mean, what do you want to say at the Hojo?
What the hell is the Hojo?
Howard Johnson.
I don't know, but I think I'm out in the Von Trapp.
What do you call McDonald's?
The Trap House. Do you know what the Trap House is?
I know what the Trap House is, only because I was watching this show the other night, and they talked about a Trap House, and you were talking about a Trap House, and
well, Dean,
now I know what it is.
Dean was at the Trap House.
Literally, you were at the Trap House.
Yep.
No.
We'll have to do that. I'll have to ask you guys questions of things.
It would probably be easy.
You think so? Well, then what is the Trap House?
I don't know.
I thought you just...
It did take me a little bit to figure out what a trap house... I thought it was something else because I used the name Trap House. And then I just elaborated and I tried to figure out what the trap house meant.
All you would have to do is... Talk to my daughter because we watched the VMAs this week on MTV. I didn't know anybody or anything unless they were giving somebody like a Lifetime Music Award that was from 30 years ago.
Wait, this is... So I watched some of this. Only because, you know...
What are you looking at?
I don't know. There's like a big truck outside pulling out front. Anyway, so MTV used to have music on it. Like nonstop, 24/7 music videos.
Yeah.
Do you remember the very first... What was the very first music video played on MTV? I know people are out there going, I know it. Do you know it?
No.
Do you know it? Uh-uh. Radio killed. No, video killed the radio star.
The radio star.
Yeah. You're taking that sweatshirt off? You're taking the sweatshirt off?
No, I'm locking the door.
Oh, no. It's fine.
Oh.
No. It's like a truck.
Both of you, like, it was like looked a Mack out there. Truck. And then last time somebody, you guys were came in. Out a little bit.
The guy came in and was like, I want a drink.
Yeah. So I was freaking me out.
Why is the door open? If I just want a drink. No.
So, Dean, this is the, the podcast-friendly definition of a trap house. It is a place where you go. It says that describes a location where drug dealing occurs. Associated with trap music, criminal activity.
Oh, I'm going there.
Adler's.
It is the concept is frequently explored in films and music videos. So.
Well, we've got a million of those in Reading.
Yes. Yes.
No. Yes. Trap house.
Trap house. We love a trap house.
No, we do not.
Just kidding. We taught Mike what that meant.
Yeah, Mike does not like it.
So yeah, I'm actually pretty impressed. I did pretty good.
That would probably be pretty fun if you hit us with modern day stuff.
Down the street, under the bright lights, headed to.
This is like the first one.
What is this?
It's the first one I did on.
Feeling free. Gonna grab a cold one. Let's see. Here comes the cold one. Oh, so fun.
How did we just get?
I don't know. I just felt like playing it because the trap house thing is like kind of annoying. You should, you don't belong in the trap house.
He's psychotic.
Wow. You don't belong in this trap house.
I've never seen this.
What you go to a trap house.
Him?
He just snapped a little bit.
Oh my God. No. You're honestly a crazy person.
Wow.
Next topic. Oh my God.
I don't know. I was like, I'm going to play music.
Yeah. What? You're going from one.
Because I know we're going to be coming to an end.
Any moment now. Yeah, let's start wrapping it up.
I was trying to wrap it up. That's what I was trying to do. I was just going to play that crazy song and just go out.
Come to Adler Brewing and see the crazy person behind the bar. I'll give you a hint. It's not me.
I was going to play that song out and just say goodbye.
Were you going to give us a heads up that you were closing it out? Or are you just going to do it on your own?
Before we wrap up, so the Eagles play the Rams this week.
Oh, yeah.
You got a guess?
What's the Rams?
Look for me in the stadium.
2-0.
Rams are 2-0.
Really cute outfit on.
In Philly.
That ain't me.
It's in Philly.
Yeah. 2-0. Who are their opponents? I know that. I watched some of the game. What were their opponents?
I don't know.
Well, that's what I kind of need to go. I need to see that.
They beat Tennessee and they beat the Texans.
Oh, well, they're gonna lose against Philly. So,
yeah,
they're gonna lose against Philly. I the one game I thought they would lose, they won. So, I don't think they win. P.
We're gonna win.
Yeah, I think this is the game where the offense wakes up.
You think they beat the living crap out of them?
No, I won't say that, but I think it's gonna be a high scoring game both ways.
Stafford.
It's gonna be a beautiful day out. The vibes are gonna be good.
It's supposed to be good weather.
Good weather. Good vibes. It's going to be a great game.
Huh.
I know it.
Okay.
You heard it here first.
No. Now I don't have any music to go out to.
Oh, my God. Well, that's all we got for you.
Pretty terrible music tonight.
Yeah, we...
This was really bad. This was like your worst music.
No, these are about
because he's
here.
Flying off the handles.
No, they all sound like Jonas Brothers.
We're going to have to send him to the loony bin. God.
Trap house. I don't need to go to no trap house. She, you're like not even 5 foot.
What is wrong with you? Something is. Play a song. We gotta go.
All right.
I think he has to pee.
Something. He's a little fidgety back there.
Something going on.
Maybe he has a wedgie.
Well,
his panties are in a bunch.
That's for sure. We're gonna let that one go.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's all right, we got. I will not be here next
she's
week.
She's not
folks.
Gonna be here, but we're gonna talk about a replacement for her. Yeah. Somebody to sit in just for the.
Yeah.
I just want everybody to think of me while they're sleeping in their nice, warm, cozy beds. Next week, I'll be at Camp Conrad Weiser.
Nice.
Whoop, whoop.
Do you know what? Maybe we'll
get just whoop.
Maybe we'll bring in a replacement that'll be really, really good.
Yeah, but who? Who could we bring in? Peyton, who would we bring in? Who do you think?
Well, not
do
Rachel.
Do you want to talk
She'll
football?
She'll also be at Camp Conrad Weiser. Whoop,
oh, you're talking about Rachel.
Bunk buddies.
Oh, you're sleeping in the same bunk as her?
I don't know. We usually are bunk buddies. Oh. She's the only teacher I want to share a room with, so.
I would hope so.
We could call him. Call him at camp.
Can we call you at camp?
I mean, you can. I can't guarantee we're going to be able to answer. We might be around the campfire organizing s'mores.
Oh, my God. Can we record you guys?
We can get the kids to sing a song.
Can you? Can we record, like, you guys, like, singing a song or a scary movie? Or like a scary story.
So this is why I don't like to go because that's just on the reg. But last year everybody was messing with me, so I was getting scared.
Why? What were they doing? Well, don't you think you should get even with them?
Rachel put her phone and she hid it in the room,
mm-hmm.
and then the guys were calling and they were going saying, "Peyton."
Okay.
Right.
Why don't we get even with them? I have walkie talkies. And we could get even with them. And you can plan it. And you could do it to them.
No, I don't want to do it back to them. I want to do something better.
Well, what do you want to do?
I don't know. I'm gonna like, put a spider in their bed.
Oh, that'll get them.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
Like a live spider or a fake one?
You like a real one.
Why don't we get fake ones and you can put fake ones on their beds? They're going to jump anyway. How about a fake snake? That'll make them pee their pants.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to do something good. We'll see. I might, like, walk
okay,
out.
Calm down.
I might walk out, like, if I see them walk outside in the woods and then I hide.
Why would they go in the woods?
Because sometimes you have to go outside to, like, go to the bathroom and stuff.
You have to go outside to pee?
Yeah. There's no bathrooms in our cabin.
Huh.
So you have to go to an outhouse?
Yes.
Oh, my God. If I was there, I would be scaring the shit out of everybody.
Right, exactly. And that's what all the guy teachers do. And it's not fun.
Huh.
I don't do the outdoors a whole lot.
No, you don't seem like an outdoorsy type person.
I'll be fishing and canoeing.
You're going to canoe?
And obstacle coursing.
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, baby.
No. Until I see pictures, I'm going to say no.
Mm-hmm.
No.
You know what I saw that I want to do?
Hmm.
They have obstacle courses now that you can do with your dog.
Oh. I did see that.
Ah, my dog would love the shit out of
Stella that. Stella would be terrible.
Lincoln would just go off to the side and run away.
Yeah, she'd be like, I'm over. Come on. Well, we'll wait until next week. We'll see if I survive.
Well,
that's all we'll
got, find
folks.
Out. Maybe we will call. Maybe we'll figure something out where we can call in.
You can try, yeah.
Maybe next week will be like a funeral show if she doesn't make it.
I would say next Wednesday night would be the best if you record on Wednesday. But I don't know. You guys can figure that out. You have all week.
Figure out.
So what about, will you watch Friday the 13th before you go to the movie?
No.
You should.
No, I'm not making this experience any worse for me than it already is. I
still think you should put like a walkie-talkie.
I despise it every year.
And be like, oh, and that's Darth Vader.
That was terrible.
That was absolutely awful.
But I was trying to do like a Jason or something like that.
Creepy old dude.
Oh, yeah. You could be the creepy. It could be the creepy.
God. I'm scared. That Chick-fil-A went right to his head.
Yeah. Cheers to the class at the base.
on Hampton Boulevard.